where is she again?
Bridal Cottage on JFK.
What whereabouts on JFK?
It's just from once you go up the hill, it's right on the corner.
It's past Stanley Jewelers.
It's right in the same area.
Right, same area.
Yeah, yeah, okay. right, just before
that.
They
got that neat little eating hole over there too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, Stanley. Yeah, they've been around a long time, 50 years or something.
See you, Mandy. See you, kiddo. We replace one beauty with another.
We got another babe alert. Tommy Allison Courtney from Daybreak fame, formerly of Today's THV, joins us as you're in the babe bracket. And also Allison Johnson, who is a producer at KTV and also is a drag racer that RJ went out and videotaped drag racing at 140 miles an hour the other day.
She really is the coolest girl at Channel 7.
Oh, thanks.
I haven't met too many girls who drag race. You may be one of the few.
I haven't met too many either.
Yeah, I like that. And RJ likes it too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He does.
I had that chick on Poppy yesterday, the MMA girl.
Oh, my gosh.
I just can't even.
There was a TV show, though, about girl drivers. I think I've seen an advertisement. There's an advertisement about a father who said, this is my little girl who's driving. Did you see that reality show? You guys didn't see that?
About John Force's
family? Yeah. I don't think it's on the air anymore, but they have been doing a commercial. So,
oh, yeah. He has three daughters, and they're all driving professionally. They're all wonderful.
You are the manager for Allison Courtney? Is that why you're the PR person?
I drove her, so y'all can hear a female drag racer talk. Really.
Well, Donna Terrell said that she thought this competition was for main anchors, not morning show hosts.
Ah!
She thought it was lowered ourselves. We did have somebody said that. Didn't they say we want to vote for
How
Allison?
How long have you known him?
They said, I think somebody said we like Allison Courtney's bicep. Remember somebody called and said that last couple of days? You show the guns?
No, I don't.
Look at those guns. She does.
Yeah, whatever.
She's married. You got a couple of kids.
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought.
Two kids. Cute
kids. Six and three.
Yeah.
It's got to be tough getting up at that hour of the morning with two kids.
Yeah, how do y'all do that? Wes Moore obviously works at THV as a sports guy. Mm-hmm.
But
how do you do that?
When do you shut down? About 10, 11 in the morning, and then you can go home?
Yeah. And I take a nap, try to get an hour nap. If I don't have an hour nap, it's...
I know the feeling.
It's horrible. I mean, it's, you know what sleep deprivation is.
What time do you get up?
You know what it is with me, though? I enjoy the naps. I've gotten to where I can take them again. Uh-huh. But when I get up, it's like I got to get up twice in one day. Yeah. It's hard enough to get up one time. But you get up the second time, it's like, oh.
It is hard, but if you don't, you can't. I mean,
I know. You're grumpy.
And nobody wants to be around you at all. But, you know, in order to do things at night and function like the rest of the world, you kind of have to do that. And, I mean, I don't go to bed till 10 o'clock. And what about you? I got an email from you at 11:20.
I know. My average is around midnight.
I thought mine was bad.
It's bad, yeah. But kids, like Tommy said, kids, I know Beth, I remember that was a challenge. You know, wives with kids. Just weird how the husband's got to step up and
dynamic today.
Yeah,
lay out all the clothes and he gets them ready for school. It's kind of nice though. I don't have to do that drama in the mornings. I'm up by myself in the mornings and I have that time by myself.
Oh, their little girls, y'all, are so cute. I mean, they are beautiful little girls.
Sweet.
Of course, you're going against Ashley Blackstone, which the irony there is she's doing what you used to do at THV.
She
is. You got the battle of the morning anchors, morning show host. So
she took my spot. And we're great friends.
Yeah,
she's a great girl.
You did mention the ratings have plummeted over there since you left. So that's the good thing.
I did not mention that.
I just read that online somewhere, I guess.
Yeah, we want to get Dale up here sometime. It's 50th year.
There are so many stories
to be told. Well, I've known him for a long, long time. I can remember when he did the weather and he had hair that was long over his ears tapered. And he even went temporary, what they call it, shag. This was before the mullet.
Pre-mullet?
Yes.
Short shag.
Like David Cassidy.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of little shag.
Little shaggy,
back there. Mm-hmm. Dale Nicholson had a full head of hair.
Get out.
And had the weather screen was about this big, and it was a painted-on box. It was just
a grease pencil.
And he'd draw the low-pressure systems on there and color in rain and stuff. Now Ned just is sitting over there. punching that button. By the way, speaking of him texting, I get one last night. I think it was before Dancing with the Stars was over. I don't know because I was so caught up in that show. But I, what the hell does Basil want? So I punch it up. Broncos suck.
I hate the Broncos now. I will be rooting against because they've just thrown out poor Tim Tebow like a piece of trash.
I think he'll be okay, though, don't you?
I don't know. Hopefully somebody will give him a chance.
I think Tim Tebow.
You can't tell me. You're all hypocrites.
I'd go with Tebow.
If Peyton Manning came in for Tony Romo tomorrow, you'd take him.
One hit and he's done. One that and he's done. Hopefully that won't happen.
Who, Romo?
Yes.
What makes you mad?
What makes me mad?
Yeah.
I honestly don't get mad that often. I'm trying to think. I really don't.
I'm mad at too many people that take the 25 items through the 15 item
list. Okay, yeah, I'll go with
that. That does make me mad, particularly when I'm in a hurry and the people are balancing their checkbook as, this is the express lane. It's like going to a certain fast food restaurant and they say, could you pull ahead for french fries? That's what you do. You don't have french fries? You serious?
The other thing of the same line is that I get a little irritated. I don't know, but when you pull up to a fast food place, and you can't, is it, hello? This is what you do for a living. How can you not fix the...
Half of them are like that.
How can that not work when this is what you do every day? See, like some, we need to call the tech guy and get him out here because this is what we do every day.
Call Gary Horn.
David, have you ever thought that it might be your ear?
No,
because
it's
you've
not.
Been wearing this for so long?
No,
I can relate to that. I can relate to that.
That's always a... Yeah.
Sometimes it'll come in out, and it's like, would you a special, please? What? Hello.
Well, Allison, too. What do you think about RJ, our producer? You know, a lot of women are after him, and to get time with him, that's not easy to do. So you must be some kind of gal. Easy.
Yeah, I'm pretty awesome.
There you go.
Wow. She does not lie.
You produce in the mornings. Is that the deal?
I do. I produce Daybreak, which all of you should watch.
Are you the person that he's called and got mad at on occasion?
That is actually not me.
Okay.
That is another unnamed source at our television station.
If you had to vote between Allison and Melinda as your favorite girl in the morning to deal with her, who is the biggest
diva? They're both in the Bay bracket.
Who introduced you to RJ?
Who is the biggest diva of the two?
Neither of them are divas.
Chris Kane.
Chris Kane is probably the biggest diva, actually.
One of them, Roger Suzanne, stopped. You know, we talked to Josh the other day about shaving.
Yes.
Well, he shaved it all off, and he said, Roger Suzanne?
That's his name.
Yeah. He goes, Josh came in and goes, man, what'd you do? Why'd you shave?
David and
my dad said I ought to shave if I want to work down here. First of all, you're not working down here. You're just an intern. And I wish I could grow a beard like that.
Well, he does. He and Todd have the biggest hair in America as on-air folks.
Oh, Todd still holds the record, I think.
Yeah. Definitely Todd. Yeah.
Did y'all talk about on the morning show about all this, this wall of rain or wall of water coming?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Melinda did, yes. Yeah. She's got you covered over there.
Well, you know that, you know, to compete, you didn't do it today's THV, but that's how you win the Bay bracket. You wear Melinda's coconut bra.
I heard about that coconut bra.
It's infamous now. The first time I ever saw Melinda Mayo outside anywhere, outside of TV or a remote or something, I saw her in that.
Just that.
Just that?
Dallas, Texas. Jimmy Buffett concert.
Not just that.
Well, she has
yes. Just that on top?
Yes.
No way.
That's what Tommy says.
I don't believe it.
Well, there's a lot of things I could tell you about Melinda that you probably wouldn't believe either.
Don Scott just sent a text and said, hello. Love to come up and say hello.
Why don't you ever call Don?
Come on, Don.
You never come up, and I know you're mad about something.
Because it is.
Are you well, Don? She's been sick.
Is she? Well, we also, because y'all are from Channel 7, need to wish Beth a happy 40th today. Happy birthday.
I heard that on the way in.
What?
David, Beth.
Wow. Listen,
Beth,
I'm just honest.
Beth, if you're
she tries to hide her
she
age.
She graduated Carlisle High School in 1995.
Don't hide your age.
Johnson goes, is Beth 40?
Well,
there's no way.
She is
not 40.
Had to tell the truth around here.
She is not.
And bust her bubble a little bit. I know. She looks great for 40.
Yeah, she's not 40.
She keeps herself in great shape.
Hey, look at his websites and see how old he says he is. I'm 28, but I'll be 45 in 4 days.
I'm curious of the national bracket. What do you girls think of some of the national names that have been thrown out today? And also, too, Tommy, I guess we need to ask them their opinion on Dancing with the Stars on their network.
Yeah, did you watch that?
I've got it DVR'd. I didn't watch it. I saw the highlights, though. Yeah.
Martina Navratilova is pretty.
All the girls are going crazy about the Latin guy.
Yeah, he's cute. Yeah. But I thought Maria Menounos would be right up. If I was just guessing before they dance, I thought she would be.
She's a little heavy-legged.
If I don't know.
I thought she's cute. She's cute, but she didn't dance as well as Tommy and I were talking about. Some of those guys are like, there's one guy, I don't know who he is. He's a young kid.
There's one guy you don't know who it is?
Well, there's several, but I've never even heard of him. Like Urkel, I know who that is. And he did, but there's
Urkel, Wagner, and
I recognize Wagner.
I don't know of any other guy that I know.
Gavin McGraw?
No.
Yeah, I don't know his music. Yeah.
He had like one song.
Well, this is geared towards women anyway. But, yeah, they were going crazy last night. They act like it was the best.
Yeah, they did. They just went on. And Bruno liked the guy,
What about the guy who never – I love the guys who go, I've won four trophies. I forget what his name is. I've won four. And the guy with the guy gets all the attention, always has his shirt open. He hadn't won anything, right?
Come on, Max.
Yeah, everybody loves Max, but he hadn't won.
How do you not know his name? You know it's Max.
I don't know his name.
David Allen Battle.
Max is the one that's Matt talks.
I think he's good for the show. Yeah. I think it's – yeah.
That's his thing.
Listen, I tell Tommy and Roger, I don't watch on a regular basis. I'll go over there and watch some of those girls' dancers. Wow.
Well, that's all I do. I'll slow it down.
I think if girls want to get in shape, you do the dancing.
How about Gladys Knight?
I thought she moved well for her age. Yeah, good for her. How old is she, Tommy?
I don't know, but I think that is what Dancing with the Stars ought to be about. Legitimate stars who are learning how to dance the first time.
Definitely.
She's a 60-something-year-old black woman, has been in a black group all her life. Put her out there. Mm-hmm. The rap artist. Who is this kid?
Yeah,
Does anybody know where this kid is?
Yeah, Disney Channel. And he can dance. I mean, I just saw one little clip, and the guy looks
dance.
Like he's a professional dancer.
Well,
almost.
Legitimate stars are busy working.
that's right.
That's true. Think about how much time they put into that.
Yeah, you do put in a ton of time.
They had Erin Andrews on last year. She had a pretty good gig.
Yeah. I thought, too, there was one other person I thought that, Donald Driver, I thought for an athlete, you can tell.
That's the only guy.
He could move pretty well. Yeah, even though he had skinny legs, as the dance instructor said.
Yeah, so. I don't know any of them. I recognize more of the stars in the audience than I did that.
My viewing will go down after last night. It's sort of interesting to see who they are last night. And I guess, do they do it again tonight? Or do they?
I'm sure they did.
I don't know if they do it tonight. They do it next Monday and then next Tuesday.
ABC has become like Chick Channel because you got The Bachelor, you got Dancing with the Stars.
ABC became a Chick Channel when they dropped Monday Night Football and replaced it with Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they're doing the numbers, and they probably get like a bunch of casual get-over guys like us during the Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, obviously they probably had a decent numbers last night. What were the matchups today for them, Roger? Kim
Kardashian and Mila Miley Kunis, Heather Tesh and Erin Andrews.
Who is Heather Tesh?
Exactly.
she's against Erin Andrews. Does it matter?
There you go. That's
that
exactly
was the
right.
committee's plan. And then who was that? Jennifer Aniston against that bottom left one there. Who is that?
Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert. Okay.
Well, I want you to admit it. Have you watched the Kardashian stuff? Do you watch on a regular basis? Any of the Kardashian
stuff? I've seen it, but not on a regular basis.
Okay.
It
Same
makes
here.
My IQ
Same
go
here.
Down a little bit.
Did you hear the guy on Mad Men trash Kardashian yesterday? Did you see that on Entertainment Tonight? The star of Mad Men, which I hear is a great show. I've never watched
it. Never watched it either.
He called her an idiot. And so they went back on there and said, do you
want the dark-headed one or the white-headed
one?
Oh, really?
He said,
John Hamm?
Yep, John Hamm. Said, do you want to stand by that? And he goes, yeah.
Wow.
good for him. Yeah. Good for him.
Do you ever get any hate mail?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Allison?
Yeah.
Some, yeah.
What would somebody send you hate mail about?
Because I was showing my arms.
See, I'm telling you, can you believe people would do that? It obviously must be a woman.
You can tell age a little bit with handwriting. And so.
Well, you're proud of those guns, aren't you?
Beth
used to do the same gimmick with her legs. Oh, she would, back in the day, she would get the camera and she would be in a position on the couch, cross the legs, throw the legs. Hey, remember, we used to watch that. How high would the skirt go for Beth?
That was the
same. Hey, listen, took him to the top, ratings-wise. Yeah. And so you always, you're like me. You have sleeveless shirts for the most part.
I wear a lot of sleeves.
Those aren't sleeves. Come on.
They're sleeves.
Those are high sleeves.
Yeah.
Also show the delts.
I've got sleeves.
The delts.
But anyway, I
have no idea.
I have no idea what a delt is.
I don't even know what that means.
I think that's a sorority.
The delts.
I don't know. Cletus and Hempwise on the Keith and Service Company Live Fan Feedback says, for a long time I was bitter about Beth leaving, but now I'm Allison's biggest fan.
I think a lot of people think you've got a somebody was telling, Crawford I think was saying they thought you had a great chance because you've been on the show a lot recently. You know, Beth, you know, she's gotten older and sort of turned her back on us. And you have been, I think, Tommy, wouldn't you agree, probably? I think of all the girls.
I'm not even listening.
I think of all the girls.
I'm like 80% of everybody knows you're lying now, so they're not listening.
That's not true. Listen, if you pick.
Beth has never said a bad word about anybody.
She trashes us all the time.
Ever.
Once if you get past Blackstone, you will face Simone. Mm-hmm. And on your side of the bracket, you also have, if Beth were to beat Meredith Mitchell. Christina were to beat Ayanna today, if that happened, you might could have an interconference matchup.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it really gets ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when they start telling secrets about you in the makeup room.
Back in the edit bays, yeah.
You think?
Oh, yeah. That's good. Well, listen, you know, you heard about when I did one of the girls who talked about Allison Edie. He went on. They said, spit on that crown. Does nothing in the Babe Ruth.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Hey, if you want to see our guest.
It helped her yesterday.
Go to the go to the Buzz website, and you can check it out on the Buzz guest cam, and you can see.
The girls, the two Allisons.
Absolutely. You can see them on there. And Friday, we will be at MPE in Sheridan to do our first of many Gravely tours. Yes, so come on out and see us.
A long ride to Sheridan.
Yeah, I think we ought to just meet up with Ballantyne down there in Saline County and ride in the van.
Strongman asked if we want to play golf down there. I tell you what, I can't walk up a flight of stairs. I can't imagine trying to swing a golf club right now.
Then I'll play you.
Just like I do, play nine.
Yeah.
We still got to get somebody to identify this. I forgot about it.
I don't want to see your face no more. I don't believe you. You're not the truth. Remember, my life is in your hands.
You're not satisfied.
He likes the bright lights and nightlife.
433-1037, it's International Women's Month, so we're paying tribute to women.
All good songs.
And we do
all
a battle for the songs. Sexes at some point with the girls, is that right?
Love to.
Anybody want to play battle with the sexes, 433-1037 is the number to call.
Coming up anytime, Crazy Mike's going to be coming up, oh,
really?
I believe, here about 8:30.
Allison, anything you want to say about RJ now that you've been around him a little bit over the last few days?
I don't know.
Have y'all heard the story how they met?
No.
Oh, dear.
That's a good story.
Did you introduce him?
I think Allison should tell
in a roundabout
story,
way.
Actually.
Yeah. I think that story can be saved.
Oh, really?
Oh. Now it's now.
Listen,
I
will tell you, in. Allison. Here's the deal, RJ. You know, there's some women that've been around RJ that aren't healthy for RJ.
Oh yeah.
And we've tried to keep him away. We hear good things about you. So.
Oh well, thanks guys. Yeah, RJ, that means a lot.
RJ's a good guy. Well, women are brutal. You women can be brutal.
Yeah? Yeah, I think you should. Yeah, I mean I think you could or should.
I should what?
You'd be a little tougher on him.
Oh,
because
she drives a drag
you know,
racing car.
We've known each other for.
She's not going to put up with any crap.
PB. 3 or 4 days.
Really? So when's the wedding?
Killing my man.
PB in the house.
Bradley.
Yeah.
Killing my I'll get Bradley in here in a moment. I want to pick his brain about something. Maybe we got him now. Maybe we don't. JT, you there? Oh, you hung up. Robert.
Morning, y'all.
Hey.
Ladies, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
The five songs.
Yeah.
Tell you the names of the songs and who did them.
Yep. Oh. You got to have the title exact. Go ahead.
Not a problem. American Woman, Guess Who? Pretty Woman, Roy Orbison. Woman, John Lennon. Woman, Gary Puckett. Good Hearted Woman, Waylon Jennings.
Wow.
Good job, Robert. Very good.
You hit the nail on the head. And I want to thank RJ again. Women.
My life is in your hands.
You're not satisfied.
He likes the bright lights and nightlife.
You got him. You win, pal.
You do. You win a prize pack consisting of Sports Clips, Oakland Track Pack, Tropical Smoothie, Wendy's Combo, Tough Man Tickets, prize valued at somewhere between $5 million.
Somewhere in between there is the magic number. Hang on a second. RJ will pick you up.
Have a good day, y'all.
Thank you.
Well, let's get him to vote first.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Caller guy?
Robert.
Caller guy.
Hey, Robert. Let me have that, ladies, please. Thank you very much. All right. Jennifer Aniston, Miranda Lambert. Thank you.
Jennifer Aniston.
And Erin Andrews, Heather Tesh.
Erin Andrews.
Mila Kunis, Kim Kardashian.
The first one, because they couldn't find a stable for the other one over at Oakland.
Melinda Mayo or Kelly Dudzik?
Melinda Mayo.
All right. Iona Crystal or Christina Munoz?
It's Ayana.
Christina Munoz.
Close. That's just a difficult word to pronounce. Christina Munoz. Donna Terrell or Melissa Dunbar-Gates?
Donna Terrell.
All right. Get him, RJ.
Very good, sir. Thank you.
That's that works, Allison. Just that easy.
Trim Man, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
I'm going to play Battle of the Sexes.
Erin Andrews, Heather Tesh.
Andrews.
And Kim Kardashian, Mila Kunis.
Miley Kunis.
And Jennifer Aniston, Miranda Lambert.
Aniston.
He said Battle for the Sexes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
That's all right. You jumped on him like you should. You jumped on him like you should. All right, we've got Trim Man on. We need a woman, 433-0-1037. We'll play a little Battle of the Sexes when we come back.